Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 722, and it's time for Dead Guy in the Envelope. JP's got the dead celebrity. We got to figure out what name is on the paper in the envelope right now with clues.
I have in front of me a famous American businessman. He's dead.
He's famous American businessman. He's dead.
Yes.
Is it? Do we know his last name? Because like that's the name of his company, that type of thing?
Yes.
And is it a name we still see on buildings now? Like, is it around?
Yes.
All right. I'll have to think about it. I don't know where to go from there. All right. 955-WBAB. It's the name we see around. Famous American businessman. Good luck. Dead guy in the envelope next. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. With Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. 727, partly sunny and 44 today. We just started off Dead Guy in the Envelope, 955 WBAB. Guys, if you win it, let's see if we can send you to a steak night or a body sushi seat, something like that. 955 WBAB is part of our Manuary 2016 celebration. JP's got the dead guy. What are our clues so far?
Like I said, he was an American businessman. The name, his name is on the business. And you do still see it on buildings to this day.
All right. Good morning, BAB. You got a question. Go ahead.
Oh, is your dead guy, Mr. Belvedere?
Yes. Congratulations.
Yay!
Mr. Belvedere finally wins.
Oh, the best day of my life.
See you later, Mr. Belvedere.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hi, BAB. You're on for dead guy. Go.
Was he on the, is his company on the New York stock exchange?
I don't know for sure. Probably. It's got to be a publicly held company.
Okay, so I'm going to shoot out there. JP Morgan.
No.
Thank you. Hi, BAB, dead guy, you're on.
Hey, good morning, guys. Was he famous for the automotive industry?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hi, dead guy in the envelope, go.
Did he die more than 20 years ago?
He died more than 20 years ago, yes.
Was he in manufacturing of anything?
No.
Hi, dead guy in the envelope.
Hi, does it have anything to do with foods?
No.
All right. 955-WBAB. That was where I was going to go, too, was foods. Not food, not auto.
No.
Not manufacturing.
Nope.
All right, let's see what you guys can get next for this dead guy in the envelope. 955-WBAB. 729. Here's Stead with the Roads.
Heading out this morning. So far, we haven't been...
JP. All right, JP's got the dead guy in the envelope. The celebrity's name on the paper in the envelope. We got to figure out who this guy is. An American businessman?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He is... his name is... The company is named after him. He is... Still are buildings with his name on it.
Mm-hmm. So we still see the name around or whatever?
Absolutely, yes.
All right. 955-WBAB. You got a guess? Go ahead.
All right, question... Was he in the retail business?
No.
Ooh, I thought you had it.
Was shooting for Woolworth.
Nope.
Hey, thank you.
All you right. Got it.
And we already know he wasn't in food and cars, right?
Or,
manufacturing.
Manufacturing, correct.
All right, 955-WBAB. See if you guys can figure out the dead guy in the envelope. Seat for steak night. Seat at the Body Sushi event Friday night. Up for grabs, your choice. Guys, if you win it, it's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 739, 955-WBAB is the phone number for Dead Guy in the Envelope with Steak Night tonight or Body Sushi Friday on the line for you guys as part of Manuary 2016. If you can figure out who the dead guy is, JP's got him. Give us a clue so far.
He is an American businessman whose name is still, the business is named after him. He's not in retail. He's not in manufacturing. His name is on buildings. I don't know what else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
I know who he is.
Oh, okay.
Who
go ahead.
Who is it?
Harry Helmsley.
No.
Oh, of the Helmsley, Leona Helmsley family.
No.
Oops, sorry.
All right.
I will say this. He had a, he was married at one point to someone famous.
Huh. All right. Not more famous than him, would you say?
I think if you put them both in a lineup, you'd probably be
she's
able
more
to,
recognizable.
Yeah.
All right, 955 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 743, your guesses for Dead Guy in the Envelope. 955 WBAB. JP has the celebrity's name on a paper in the envelope. You got to figure it out. And guys, since it's January 2016, on the line, steak night tonight at Prime in Huntington, thanks to the Bolson Restaurant Group, owners of Prime and Tellers and More. And also, your choice, you could go to Body Sushi Friday night at the Old New Gossip in Melville. Our clue so far, Jake.
He is an American businessman who was not in retail. He was not a manufacturing guy. His name does appear on buildings. The business is named after him.
And he was not in autos or food as well.
Correct.
All right. Guesses. Good morning, BAB. And questions really important to try to figure out who he is. Go ahead.
Hey, would it be Fred Trump?
No.
Hi, BAB. Dead Guy in the Envelope. What's up?
Question in real estate?
No.
Hi, BAB, go.
Hey, how you doing? Does he own an amusement park?
A what?
Amusement park.
No. No.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, Dead Guy in the Envelope. Go ahead.
Yeah, was he ever on television, advertising his company?
No. Not that I know of. Who are you thinking?
Ron Polfield.
No.
Thank you. Hi, BAB, Dead Guy.
Andrew Carnegie.
It is not Andrew Carnegie.
Is his name on a building like that where it's like his name Hall or his name Civic Center or a stadium, you know, something like that? Like, is that like his thing?
Stadiums or...
Well, no, like Carnegie Hall. Like, does he have it named after him for his maybe generosity to man? You know, like Carnegie Rockefeller.
Not that I know of, but it's possible because he was a philanthropist.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I also said he was married to somebody famous.
Right. Who's more recognizable.
Right.
955 WBAB.
She's dead, too.
Ew. That's too bad. Here's more of, more of your questions coming up next. But right now, here is Roger and JP, 749. Before we get to the stuff you need to know, we have a guy who'd like to take a guess at the Dead Guy in the Envelope, 955 WBAB. JP's got this American businessman.
Yes. Names all over the place. Married to a famous woman. His name is on buildings. He was not manufacturing. He was not a retail guy. He was not in real estate.
Food or automotive.
Right.
Covered a lot of different stuff. All right. Good morning, BAB. What are you thinking?
All right. Did they own a planetarium?
No.
Ooh, what one are you thinking of?
Vanderbilt.
right. Damn.
Let me say this, though. Like, he wasn't in real estate, but his company owns a lot of real estate.
Yeah.
Okay, but he's not like
a lot of big companies do. Right. All right. And it's on the stock exchange, that kind of thing?
Yes,
it
is.
Big company.
New York Stock Exchange.
All right, 955 WBAB. More of your calls coming next for Dead Guy with Manuar Events on the line. Right now, it's time for the stuff you need to know, brought to you by Friendly's. Here's Ted.
President Obama said to deliver his final State of the Union address tonight. Amongst the topics he'll discuss, gun control, closing Guantanamo Bay, climate change, and a relationship with Cuba. And Donald Trump appeared on Jimmy Fallon last night ahead of Thursday night's Republican debate down in South Carolina. Fox announced who made the main stage for that debate yesterday. Sun and clouds today, mid-40s. Temps fall back into the 20s tonight with snow and rain showers. That's the stuff you need to know this morning, brought to you by Friendly's. Introducing Friendly's new everyday value menu. For only $5.55, you can choose from five different delicious meals. Visit friendlys.com for locations and menu items. I'm 102.3 WB.
756, partly sunny and 44 eventually today. All right, Dead Guy in the Envelope, 955 WBAB. Entry to two big-time Manuari events on the line. Steak night tonight at Prime in Huntington from Bolson Restaurant Group. Or Body Sushi on Friday night at the All-New Gossip in Melville. Our clue so far for Dead Guy in the Envelope.
Again, he's an American businessman. His name does appear on buildings. I did say he wasn't in real estate, but his company does own a lot of real estate. They own a lot of real estate,
mm-hmm.
but he's not in real estate right. proper.
And he's not a Carnegie, Rockefeller, Vanderbilt type guy.
No. He did have a famous wife who, like, you know, in a crowd of people is probably more recognizable than him.
All right. Good morning, BAB. You got a guess. Go ahead.
Is it Leon Hess?
No.
Hello, BAB.
Roger.
Hey.
I'd like to get a guess at the dead man.
Go ahead. Ask JP your question.
All right. I'm not sure if Conrad Hilton.
It is Conrad Hilton.
Oh, wow.
obviously, of Hilton Hotels. He's got his name on buildings, obviously. Someone asked me earlier if he was a real estate developer. I mean, he builds hotels and buys hotels, but that's not a real estate developer. You know what I'm saying?
That would have thrown you off. That would have been a curveball if you said
I wasn't sure if he was even American, honestly.
Yeah, he was. He was born in San Antonio. Congratulations, man. You got plans tonight?
Oh, I do have plans tonight, yeah.
All right, we're going to set you up with Steak Night or Body Sushi. Hang on.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, hold on. We'll figure it out with you.
Or nothing. You know what? Because it's not my problem if you can't make it. I like that.
It's too bad he can't make Steak Night tonight at Prime. All right, so we still have a couple seats left that we'll fill up before the end of the show today. For Prime in Huntington tonight, our second Steak Night of four. We alternate between Teller's Chop House in Islip and Prime in Huntington, both owned by Bolson Restaurant Group. All right, thanks for playing along with Dead Guy in the Envelope, Conrad Hilton. I never knew that was his first name. 7:58.
And I successfully made it through that whole dead guy without having to mention his two whore nieces, granddaughters, whatever they are.
Oh, they're not daughters or whatever, yeah.
No, they're not his daughters. I think they were granddaughters or great-granddaughters. Mm.
That's
Nikki's
hot.
Cool. Paris, not so much.
We'll do Dead Guy again 6:50 on Thursday morning. Right now, it's time for the